CPM is always the envy of all political parties in Kerala in organizing mammoth rallies and marches. It took some time before the common people came to know the secret of this show of strength. There are several sources. Most of them are government-funded organizations that float when they get power. The poor members are bound to obey the political masters when they dictate the terms, whether rally, march, protest, or violence. Otherwise, the loss will be too heavy to bear. Now, headload workers led by CETU, Center of Indian Trade Unions, labor wing of CPM, are the latest victims in this connection. The audio message of the Kanakari Local Committee Secretary of CPM, Alappuzha District, is being telecast by electronic media. It says the headload workers should participate in the rally in connection with the much-publicized Janakiya Pratirodha Yatra of CPM State Secretary M.V. Govindam tomorrow, March 12, 2023. The message threatens the workers that they should participate in the rally at any cost, otherwise, they will lose their job. The message says there are 178 headload workers in the locality, and all of them should take part in the rally. But, incidentally, many of them do not belong to any trade union or political outfit. Later on, news spread that CPM leaders stopped harvest activities in Kaniyampadan paddy fields and asked the laborers to go to attend the public meeting in connection with Govindam's Yatra. Kudambashri is another victim. It is the Poverty Eradication and Women Empowerment Program implemented by the State Poverty Eradication Mission, SPEM, of the Government of Kerala. The name Kudambashri in the Malayalam language means prosperity of the family. The name represents Kudambashri Mission, or SPEM, as well as the Kudambashri Community Network. It was launched in 1998 when the Left Democratic Front, LDF, regime, led by Chief Minister, late A.K. Nenar, was in power. On March 12, an audio message of Shrija, Anadu Panchayat member belonging to CPI, the second largest partner of the ruling LDF, was published by electronic and online media. The matter is the mobilization of women for the inauguration of a small bridge in Shrija's ward. Pazamkutti Bridge is going to be inaugurated, on March 12, by PWD Minister Mohammad Riaz, who is also the son-in-law of Pinarayi Vijayan, the CM and CPM Supremo. The message asks the Kudambashri women to participate in the inauguration program, which will also be graced by GR Anil, Food and Civil Supplies Minister. Those who fail to turn up will invite a penalty of 100 rupees. Their weekly meeting should be either prepponed or postponed. All members should reach the venue at 4:30 p.m. The message was on the WhatsApp group of the Kudambashri members. When the message turned talk of the state, Shrija tried to escape with a lame and banal excuse that she did not mean the penalty seriously and her intention was to ensure attendance. The funny thing is, the bridge is not fully operational, the opposition party workers in the area allege. They say that even the acquisition of lands for the approach roads is yet to complete. But, M.V. Govindam's Yatra is expected to cross this bridge, hence the hurried inauguration. CPI woman leader tries to appease CPM, the big brother, in the LDF apparatus. The other day we carried a story of the CPM threat to the Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee, MGNREGA, labor force. A WhatsApp voice message of a CPM woman, Panchayat ward member had been leaked to the media. The member belongs to Mail Panchayat, Kannur district. The message had been sent to the WhatsApp group of MGNREGA laborers in her, Panchayat members, ward. It asked the laborers to participate in the public meeting in Thaliparambu, Kannur district, in connection with Govindam's Yatra. In other places, laborers participate in the program even after abandoning one day's work. If you do not comply, hereafter your work under MGNREGA will be at my pleasure. Now, once again, the real strength of CPM rallies is exposed.